It boggles my mind, the people that want to say, well, you know, you got to make it difficult for somebody to get saved. Like, you really need to, you need to really do your part. How can, is it like, okay, I'm going to look to the cross, but now I got to do my part? No, no, no. We don't change to come to the cross. We go to the cross to be changed. Amen. That's the whole gospel. We don't. He didn't say clean up your life first. Go clean up your act first. Go change your clothes up first. No, he says come. He says I'm waiting for all of you to come. Yeah. And that's it. That's the gospel. It says, I mean, you think about the song, "Just as I am." People will say that you can't know 100%. All the cults said that, by the way. All of them. You cannot know 100% whether or not you're going to heaven. That is, and it's funny because people are like, oh, we need to tickle people's ears. That's not very ear tickling to me at all. You know, and I mean, to think that I would die and be separated from Christ would be terrible. Like, that'd be awful. I wouldn't want that. But thankfully, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, it says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know 100%. He didn't say, "These things have I written unto you that ye may hope, or that ye may think, or that you may, you know, just get the idea that you might go." No, he says you can know that you have eternal life. Yeah. He says it's a promise. He says it's not just something that you can think about or just meditate on. Oh, I really hope that I'm going to heaven. We talk to so many people. They say, "Hey, I'm just hoping that God will save me." No, God can save you. Amen. He can.